Okay, that's what you...
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
This is outside of the part of bacon you might cut it off before you eat it.
Skin?
Okay.
I guess that'd be the skin.
Okay. Now that kind of meat you might buy and slice real thin, eat with your eggs, you call that what?
That's bacon, fried bacon.
Okay. Now you used to, now you buy, you used to cut your own stuff up,
yeah,
and now you buy...
Yeah, we used to slice it ourselves. When we made our own bacon,
Well,
we had to slice it.
Yeah. Now you take it to the... who cuts
it? Now you buy it ready, sliced.
Who cuts it up?
Well, they cut it up at the market.
Yeah, the man who
cuts it. They slice it at the market.
He's called the guy who cuts it up.
He's a butcher.
Butcher, okay. Did you tell me that meat used to keep longer?
Oh, yes, used to. When I was growing up, the insects didn't bother me.
Uh-huh.
You would have a whole big smokehouse full of bacon,
mm-hmm.
sausage, smoked sausage. And once in a great while, they'd get what they call a skipper in it, a little hay worm. But it didn't be a great while that that'd do it. When it did, well, we'd just take it down and eat them worms out and scald it in a pot of boiling water. Hang it up, put a smoke under it again and smoke it. Get the real out of it. But that was just once in a great while, them getting there. Generally, they didn't know insects at all bothered bacon, and it didn't mold. But now, it's eaten mold in a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And insects are getting into it. Insects are getting everything now. And you couldn't have meat up at all without getting insects of some kind to get in it.
Nowadays, if you leave meat out too long, it'll...
Yeah, spoil.
Really?
Well, it'll spoil then, but we didn't let it spoil. Whenever we salted it down, whenever we butchered a hog, beef, anything, we salted it down and let it lie a few days and let it take salt clear through. Put lots of salt on it, let it take salt clear through.
Mm-hmm.
And then hang it up and scald it, take it out of that salt and dip it in hot water and wipe the salt off of it. Hang it up, put a smoke under it, and smoke it until it was brown and dry. It was smoke dry clear through, and that'd just keep all the year.
So if the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Used to it, you'd get rats if it was kept too long, but it'd keep all the year and wouldn't be rats but very little. But now it wouldn't keep that as far as it was. Get rancid and mold and get insects in it, so it wouldn't keep down at all.
Now, we were talking about the meat that you get from the head.
Yeah,
you make with that.
Boil that, mash it up, put onion and a little black pepper, salt it, and I forgot what kind of spice we put in it now, seasoning. And pack it down in a pan, put weights on it and mash it hard together. Then take it out and slice it. And hug your cheese or hug her cells, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And it was really good. But you buy it and it's not good. I bought it and it would taste all flat and wouldn't be seasoned and wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Did you ever cook the liver, prepare a dish?
But we didn't care much for the liver, except we'd make a hash with when we first butchered a hog. We'd take the liver, the lights and the liver and the heart and lean meat, take the lean meat off of the fat.
Uh-huh.
Grind it all up together and take a